We now welcome on to the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Pete Chinnick. Good morning, Pete, or good afternoon, Pete.
Good afternoon.
Congratulations to you and your guys. Your first victory is a Towson Tiger in winning the Battle of Baltimore, 20-10 win over Morgan State. Just talk about the significance of beating your local rival.
Well, just proud of our guys to, first off, get off to a fast start. We were able to, get out to a quick lead, scored a couple touchdowns early, which is something that we hadn't done, and then kicked a couple field goals to take a great 20-0 halftime lead. Proud of our guys in doing that, and then really able to hang on there in the second half. We knew Morgan State came in probably playing as good a football as they have in a long time, had really, won their first game against Richmond and then battled extremely well against Akron. So we knew we had our hands full. So really proud of our guys. And anytime you can win the backyard brawl, so to speak, it's always good to get it done.
Let's start with the defensive side. After a week ago, letting up probably more points than you'd like against Monmouth, really a dominant effort, shut out until 5 minutes to go. Your defense only allows a field goal. What did you like about what they were doing, and what was the difference this week over maybe the past 2 weeks?
Well, our defense, I really felt, in the three games that we've played have, attacked and been aggressive and really got after the quarterback and done a really nice job, tackling. We gave up 14 cheap points at the end of the Monmouth game. We turned the ball over twice inside, our half of the 50, which really, I think, affected that final score there. And felt like we were playing pretty well up until that point. To create the turnovers that we did, Robert Javier had two interceptions. That was huge. We got one other one and then forced a fumble late in the game. That was as big as anything that we did. I think we were able to put a lot of pressure on the quarterback, got a couple of sacks, but really got him out of rhythm and got him out of the pocket quite a bit. And that helped in what we were trying to do, is disrupt what they wanted to do on a down-by-down basis.
Question this morning or this afternoon from Jake Schindel. Good afternoon, Jake.
Good afternoon. Hey, Coach. It seems like throughout the first 2 weeks, it took Nate a little bit longer to get settled in, into the second quarter, but he kind of started off hot. Do you think that's going to kind of be the tone that he's going to set moving forward to start the game? Or what did you think of his consistency?
Yeah, I think we need him to be the consistent guy for us. So he's got to start hot. He's got to finish hot. He's got to be hot in the middle. And I think you've kind of seen what happens when a guy comes in and starts really for the first time, trying to figure it out on a week-to-week basis. And so we've seen kind of different phases of him, different aspects of his growth. I look forward to him really just settling in now, understanding what it takes. He took what they gave him, came out hot early, needed to do that at the end there where we stalled a little bit on offense. So as his growth continues, I'm excited to see what it looks like on the field.
And then at the beginning, in your introduction press conference, you said that Towson's offense would be a pretty heavy air raid. How have you felt that's gone so far throughout the first three games?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to throw the ball a little more effectively than we have. And so I think what you've seen is some frustration in that. I think we've had opportunities to probably put more yards on the field, which yards, can lead to points. We say first downs lead to touchdowns. So we've left a handful of first downs out there. I think the last couple of weeks, as we've gone back and looked at it, we feel like there's more yardage, more points out there. And that's what we're striving for.
Thanks, Coach.
Next question from Ed Lee. Good afternoon, Ed.
Hey, guys. Pete, wanted to ask you about Nathan Kent. I believe he was in the transfer portal when you got there. Can I ask, what did you say to him to convince him to return?
Yeah, and I give Coach Shepard, our quarterback coach and offensive coordinator, just some good credit with that. We tried to sit down with everybody and say, hey, what are you looking for? What are your thoughts? What's on your mind? That kind of thing. And just talked about what the opportunity would be like here and what, we would have in store for him. And I think with all the guys that went in, we really just said, give us an opportunity, be here in the spring, give us an opportunity, see if you like how you're being coached, see if you like what we're doing from an offense and a defensive standpoint, and see if that fits who you are, and give us a chance. So very excited that he gave us a chance and is back with us.
And then I believe you brought in Sean Brown. You know, Scott Smith was there, who had some playing experience from last year. So there were no assurances for Nathan that he'd be the starter, right?
None at all. And really, we wanted to create competition, and we kept that competition going very strongly through spring ball and into fall camp. And as we kind of got going in fall camp, Nate and Sean really separated themselves. But it was a room with five guys in it, and he was battling to get reps and battling to, take advantage of whatever situation he was given.
How did Nate sort of hold himself or handle himself during that time without, you know, any guarantees about what playing time?
Yeah, I think he's done a fantastic job really from day one, you know, when we kind of, you know, threw the rotation around and said, hey, you're going to get the fourth series or you're going to get the first series, whatever we've given him, he's just been steady. And that's really one of the things that has separated himself from, the other guys, is that he's been consistent. He's been the guy that has, you know, put us in the right situation. He's been the guy that has made the right read. And for him and this offense to continue to grow, we're excited about what his future looks like.
Thank you, Pete.
Hey, your next question from Julian Johnson. Go ahead, Julian.
Yes. Hello, Coach. I just wanted to know a couple of questions. What is your strategy for preparing the Tigers for the upcoming game against Norfolk?
Yeah, really good opponent. They've played some really good football. Hasn't gone their way, but, you know, what you see on film is some explosive players on offense. And a defense that's flying around creating turnovers. I think they lead the nation in most fumbles created at this point in time. So they're doing a lot of things really well. For us, Julian, it's really, this is a little bit of coach speak, but, you know, we really focus on us a lot. You know, somewhere between John Wooden and Frosty Westering, two coaches that, I take this saying from, but, you know, we talk about it's how we play, not who we play. And so we're really focusing on us trying to get better. And we keep that mentality week in and week out. When we played Maryland, it was the same. Played Norfolk State, it's the same. We really want Towson football to be at the best that it possibly can be. So we've got things we've got to clean up. I think one of the exciting things about winning a game is you feel a little better about yourself, but you still got issues and you still got problems that you got to clean up. And that's really what we're focusing on this week, knowing that Norfolk State's going to come in here hungry and excited about the opportunity to, play in front of our crowd and do a great job. So we've got to be at our best.
Thank you.
Pete, you touched on Robert Javier's night. Not only did he have the two picks, he broke up four other passes. How good was he back there in that secondary on Saturday?
Yeah, he was fantastic. And, you know, I, after the game, told the team, I said, obviously, Javi, they wanted to come after you. They thought after Monmouth scored a touchdown on you on a fade that they were going to definitely attack you a little bit. So credit to him. We talked after the Monmouth game, and, you know, he was sick that happened, didn't want it to happen again. And he focused all this week on saying, hey, I know people are probably going to come after me, and I got to make them pay. And, man, did he ever. Really could have had probably four interceptions. I think he had one that he didn't quite get credit for, an amazing toe tap on the sideline. And then one of his pass breakups was just, close to an interception. So extremely proud of him. He hung in there. That's what great leaders do. That's what seniors do who want to make an impact, and extremely happy that he played the game he did.
Just got one more for you. Offensively, you'd been using Devin and Diego, kind of rotating them at the running back spot. But Tyrell Green was 11 carries, 59 yards in the game. What did you like about the way that he played?
Yeah, Tyrell, we were excited to get him back against Monmouth and got him some rushes. We feel like we got three really unique running backs that can all do something special with the ball in their hand. Tyrell is really a combination between Devin and Diego. Diego's got his own special gear and uniqueness about him. Devin's got that nice slasher type run, and Tyrell somewhere in between, got a little power to him, got a little quickness. So he's a great complement for the two guys that have played a lot of football here. So we were excited to get him more carries. Look forward to him continuing his growth.
All right, Pete, thanks as always for your time here this afternoon. Good luck on Saturday against Norfolk State, and look forward to talking again next Monday.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.